It's me, Mr. DRG, from the AWWIR all the way to the DSJMP, and you should not adjust your headsets just yet, because finally, DRG is dropping that podcast that Kata's been asking for the past 462 days and running. That's right, Kata, this is just for you. Now, I took a while to come up with this because I wanted to come up with an actual concept, an idea behind what I am doing. And I know that we have a vast amount of podcasts on our daily rotations to where we listen to 20 hours of podcast a week. And now for somebody like myself, to where I work shift work and I'm able to sit there and listen to people's opinions that I care about rather than listening to the people next to me speaking about a whole bunch of random shit, I wanted to make it easier for those of y'all that aren't quite in my position to where I can put a pair of headphones on or some earbuds in and just listen all day long. So I wanted to make this easier to digest, a shorter version of what we typically hear on many other podcasts, but I wanted to make sure that we dove into things that don't get the regular rotation that they should. You see, we have a plethora of great and insightful discussion on WWE pay-per-views and Raw and SmackDown and Raw and SmackDown and Raw and SmackDown and SmackDown and Raw and Raw and SmackDown. The content level on the amount of WWE things that we hear weekly is perfectly high enough. So I came up with this concept to take a detour, so to speak, DRG's detour. And by that, I mean that when you are on your way to work or to the house or to the store or whatever, sometimes you have to take an alternate route. And that's what this podcast is going to be about, alternative options. And so since we are on a detour, I want to make this as true to your route taking to work or wherever it is that you're driving to right now. I want to make it as true to life as possible. So you might hear some cars in the background or the window rolled down or perhaps me lighting up a cigarette or yelling at the guy next to me who doesn't know how to drive. Because that was the concept that I wanted to do. Something that we can take 10 to 30 minutes out of our day and digest while we're on our way to our jobs or to our homes after a hard day's work. Make it an easy thing for you to listen to and give you some perspectives on things that aren't necessarily what you hear every single day on your podcast rotation. So in DRG's Detour, we're going to look at things like New Japan. We're going to look at things like Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, PWG, which we'll speak on today, and even TNA, which we all know that I'm a mark for. So let's just dive into it. I spoke on PWG, but that ties into the first topic that I want to talk about, and that is Lucha Underground. You see, right now, Lucha Underground is doing some remarkable work, and DTC and myself, at Dan the Cannon on Twitter, we had a one-hour, one-topic on Lucha Underground not too long ago to where we discussed the introduction version of what you can expect by watching this show. It is amazing, and it is very interesting to see a style of wrestling that I like to see personally also be incorporated with some major interesting storylines, and I think they've been doing a great job. But the reason why I tie PWG into Lucha Underground is because two of their top stars in Lucha Underground are Cage and Prince Puma, aka Ricochet. And anybody who watches or has heard of PWG has heard of their premier tournament known as Battle of Los Angeles, BOLA. And now you can look me up on Twitter at MRDRG_WIR and tweet me if I'm wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure Ricochet, aka Prince Puma, won this year's Battle of Los Angeles. There were stars in there from AJ Styles and Evan Bourne down to new up-and-comers like Trevor Lee. It's just an amazing way that they display a whole bunch of talent that isn't necessarily seen in today's market. The fan base there is very, very highly energetic and rabid, so much so that they're slapping mats during the middle of matches that they're enjoying. If you get a chance, look into PWG, because a lot of these stars, like the Kyle O'Reillys and the Adam Coles, this territory is their proving ground before they make it big in places like Ring of Honor or Lucha Underground, before moving into perhaps an NXT or a TNA or a AAA, one of the bigger promotions. So PWG should be on your radar. Now, let's switch gears and go into a little bit of TNA talk. I recently wrote an article that you can find on TalkTNAPodcast.com or at SpanishAnnounceTable.net or on at the TNAAsylum.com. And I covered the idea that the creative team of Lagana and Conway might need a little bit of help. It's not so much that they're not doing a great job, and it's not that I could do any better, because let's face it, anybody who is listening, if there is anybody listening to this, we are not the type of people that could write for months on end television storylines for a wrestling program. We're not even the kind of people that could probably do more than 2 months. We can book how we want to book, but writing a storyline and making it interesting is completely different. And these guys are having to do it under the hardest of constraints, with taping, you know, 6 weeks to 8 weeks of television in 3 to 5 days. They're just cramming so much in there. I think that if they had a tertiary member to their creative staff, somebody that could focus on the lower tier guys, would give people like a Crazy Steve or the Bromans a chance to shine a little bit more. Because instead of it just being, this is Robbie E's storyline with Brooke, they would actually have things for DJ Z and Jesse going along with it, instead of it just being only this and this alone. I think that given a chance to bring somebody in, stories like The Menagerie, which had a really hot start and got me very interested in what they're planning on doing, but fell off to the wayside, with somebody that was able to focus on that while Conway and Lagana are focusing on the top tier stuff, it just gives us more reason to dive into the stories that they're trying to tell, without them having to balance so many different things involved. That might just be my opinion. I don't want to be too harsh on them, because like I said, I couldn't do it, and I don't think anybody else can. But that is one topic that I think needs to be addressed, because currently the only stories that are going on in Impact that have me interested, and I know you hate this, Kata, is Bram and Magnus. You see, Bram this week, when he came out and just destroyed two of the members of the British Boot Camp Final Six while they're in front of the Manchester crowd, was absolutely awesome. And instead of Magnus coming down to make the save, they did a smart ploy, because they brought Grado out, who is very popular in the UK market. Me personally, I think he doesn't translate to the US market as well as people would hope for. But by him coming out in front of that crowd, it was real smart, because he was going to be the hero. And Bram just squashed him. Perfect. He should have been squashed. He's not a member of the Impact roster. They utilized him perfectly and made Bram come out looking like a star. I think that moving forward, this guy has a lot of potential to become a mainstay big name in the top tier if they keep pushing him. And with this feud with Magnus, if done well, Magnus can restore his credibility of getting back there as well. It's building to their future, and that is exactly what TNA needs to be doing, focusing on talent that they can grow from the ground up. Now, lastly, I want to touch on this Solomon Crowe thing. Now, I did a call in a battle with Devil Vamp, in which we put everything on the line, and it turned out to be a great, great battle between us for this Money in the Bank shot. But inside there, I told the story of Solomon Crowe, and who was Sami Callihan on the independent scene, and how I was worried at him about him at first, because he has such a unique way of expressing himself on the microphone, but I didn't think that his style would fit into the PG mold. But they shattered that hindrance or that negativity in my mind by giving him a hacker character. And I gave away some of the ideas that I see for this hacker character, one of which was him hacking into the entrance of a Baron Corbin. I think that if he took over the lighting segment and Baron Corbin standing there with the bright flash of white that comes behind him, but he hacks into, say, the first row of lights to where it comes off at this awkward angle, it's just an interesting, real quick way that they could keep moving his character forward. stuff like that, him hacking into a Kevin Owens promo and taking over the mic and saying certain things at certain times during the promo, him hacking into the commentary table and talking massive smack to a Corey Graves or an Alex Riley, those are just things in NXT. You can move him forward into the mainstream screens to where he can do the same thing like he did this week. He hacks into the show and cuts this 20-second long promo, letting people know that they've been warned, and then cuts back with nobody knowing the wiser as to what happened. They can do something similar with that on the main roster to where they're doing the live tweets and reactions on Raw, and all of a sudden he takes over that thing and starts putting in this giant scroll of his Songs of Solomon. There's stuff that he could do on the WWE Network to where they hack that, and after, say, Countdown or whatever comes on after Raw starts up, you see this 15 to 20 second promo of Solomon Crowe telling people why they should be paying attention to him in NXT while he's down there, or what he will do on Raw whenever he moves up to the main roster. My biggest point is that this character has so much potential to transverse past NXT into the mainstream, the big time WWE stuff, that I'm so glad that Sami Callihan, one of the guys I've been following for years, is getting this break. It will do massive for him if they play it right. Now, I am pulling up to my daughter's school. You see, this, guys, was my day off, and I'm taking the time out to do this thing for perhaps the 15th time, because Vamp wants perfection, and he's going to get perfection, apparently. I don't know. I thought that the raw, gritty style of what I'm going for came across, and I hope it does. This is not supposed to be perfection. This is supposed to be your alternatives. We don't necessarily have the high-def cameras or the high-def audio mics. We're going for that offbeat, off-kilter, more creative and inspirational thought. And that's what I want to tell y'all right now. You can get at me at MRDRG_WIR on Twitter. But my biggest thing is, if WWE, Raw, and SmackDown are upsetting you for whatever reason, I don't care if it's Daniel Bryan not getting the push he deserves, or you don't like Roman Reigns being thrust down your throat, if you have something out there that is not making you happy with the current wrestling product that you're watching, I'm telling you right now, there's always, always another option, another alternative. It doesn't have to be just TNA. We've got Lucha Underground. We've got Ring of Honor. We've got New Japan. There's so much out there, guys. And that's what I hope to give y'all, is a exploratory idea about what you should or shouldn't be paying attention to. Like this week, if you get a chance, I want you to look up a match between Hamna and Ishii in New Japan. Hard-hitting, strong style, straight to your mouth. Just take time to watch 15 minutes, 20 minutes outside of what you're getting on Raw that you're not liking. You might not enjoy that 20-minute promo that they gave you. Take that 20 minutes and dedicate it on YouTube. I'll send you the links. I don't have a problem. Get at me. Let me know. Either way, this is DRG signing off. Y'all guys have a good one. Gone. They not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talking about how much money they got. All y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video. Monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang our tapes like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and rope. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a Beamer, a necklace, or freedom. Scissors like me don't play a hate, I just stay awake. This real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.